All right, 8 minutes on the clock. We've got no points on the board. It's time to kick things off. Isaac Benderson looking pretty fresh right now. He was since yesterday. Chance looking okay. He wasn't feeling well either. But on the floor, we got Chance. We got Isaac taking the tip-off, and Sandpoint wins it. Ball in the hands of Jesse. Over to Edmund at the top of the key. Passing Jesse. So we got Edmund, Joe Mark, Jesse, Isaac, and Chance in for the Eagles. Nice move in the ball. Sandpoint always has some very good passing, always good motion in the beginning of the game. Because they can't maintain this. Good man-to-man defense, making it pretty tough here for the Sandpoint. They get a chance open for three. He does not take it, though. Off-balance shot goes off the back of the iron by Joe Mark for three. Oh, pass by Jesse. It was a little low. It was bounced a little too close to Joe Mark's foot. He was moving really fast, so hard to really coordinate that one. Thanks for tuning in to KSTP. It's boys action now as Birchwood Christian, another tall squad over here. Not going to lie about that. Moving the ball up for Birchwood now. I think they got third last year in the state, so they're going to be a force to be reckoned with this year. Ball moves into the paint. They can't quite see a good look, so they send it back outside. Good movement of the ball. Three-point shot off the top of the rim. Chance to let it go out of bounds. Let's see if we got a full-court press coming. No full court press this time. Same coach for Birchwood that I've seen for the last several years. Consistency. Over to Joe Mark right now. Looking for Hope. Help. A little bit of dribble. Chance with the ball. Over to Isaac. Isaac now to Edmund. Moving around the perimeter. Looking for an opportunity. Boys are in motion. Jesse drives in. Pulls up for a jumper. Beautiful. Great shot by Jesse. Makes it look easy. 2 points for Sandpoint. 6:30 left to go here in the first quarter. The Warriors moving the ball up. Almost knocked out by Isaac. This time he does tip it out, but Berkman remains in possession. He's got surprisingly long arms. Cross the perimeter into 10, who's running at the post. Takes a tough shot. Doesn't go down. Gets the rebound on. Puts it back. Gets the ball. Here we go. Sandpoint with the ball now. Edmund moves up fast. 2-2 is the score. Edmund looking for a bounce to Jesse. Behind the back pass, over to Chance. Oh, it was just a tough pass for him to keep his hand on. He would have been open for a three. Back to Jesse on the left-hand post. Loses the ball over into the hands of Birchwood. Here they come on fast transition. Driving the baseline. They send it back outside the perimeter. Good defense from Sandpoint early on this game. Oh, almost a travel there. Doesn't keep the sweep. Oh, that was a travel. They're not going to call that one, though. It's hard to see. Three-point shot for Birchwood. Up the back iron. Hard up the back iron, so it goes back in the hands of Birchwood. Nice passing, but they move it back outside the perimeter where they're wide open for another three. This is off the back of the rim. Rebound again goes to Birchwood. Sandpoint's got to start boxing out here a little bit. Good play fast defense, but you got boxed out underneath the basket. Moving into the bottom post. Edmund trying to keep the guy in check. He crosses over, sends it for another three. Finally, Birchwood connects with a three-pointer. 5-2 now, Sandpoint trailing. But that's working the same play. Eventually, we work the play long enough. Something happens. Sandpoint putting their own magic here on the outside. Well outside the perimeter, though. Moving into Joe Mark. He cuts into the key. Passes to Edmund. Oh, that's Jesse. Sorry. Who feeds? Oh, good job by Joe Mark. Making the run, Jesse feeds him the ball off of the foot of Joe Mark. Birchwood with a three-point lead. And possession. Moves up past the half-court line. Sandpoint playing a 1-3-1 zone. It comes pretty clear there. Moving it in. Three-point shot. Drains it. Not the same player. Sandpoint's going to have to watch out. They're playing hard from the perimeter. 7-2 now. Sandpoint moves it in. Cutting it right inside. Good set by Jesse over to Isaac, who's underneath the basket. Couldn't transition in time, though, to get the shot off. Goes off of Isaac's foot. The Warriors will have the ball and a 5-point lead. It's 4-12. Let's go here in the quarter. Here comes Birchwood. Moving it past the half-court line. To the top of the key. Oh, Isaac rushes him up. They're going to call a foul. Yeah, Isaac had him more wrangled up. He was trying to get that jump ball. It was pretty close, but no, he got moved out of position, and it became more of a foul than a jump ball. Here we go. Ball in the hands of the Warriors. New York to the right-hand side. Oh, tipped it by Isaac and stolen. Good defense from Isaac. Sandpoint now has the ball. Chance for three. Oh, just at the top of the rim. Very close. Rebound goes to Birchwood. And here comes the Warriors moving up fast. That was a very close shot by Chance. Here comes Birchwood. Down to the post. 22 looking for a chance, but he sends it back outside. Back to the bottom post. Birchwood moving the ball pretty well. Over wide, oh man. Now to the bottom post, back outside the perimeter. They keep just moving the ball around, looking for the open shot. There, he gets it. He gets a shot from about 12 feet out. Fight for the rebound. The tip up almost goes in from Birchwood. Isaac rushes the ball out of the hands of the Warriors and sends it over to Edmonds. Good hustle by Isaac here, coming fresh off of a missed game yesterday. 3 minutes on the clock, standpoint down by five. So mark over to Isaac, chance. Sends it back up to Edmond now and looking for an opportunity. Joe Mark with the ball, takes it over to the center key, but good defense made it real hard for him to penetrate in. Loses his dribble again, regains it though, needs a hand, not getting it, but he sees Edmond. And the coach from Sandpoint, Ken Barber, will call a quick timeout. With 2:42 left to go in the first quarter, it's been a pretty low scoring game so far. 7 for Birchwood, 2 for Sandpoint, both teams running their offense, trying to get the plays to go in. Birchwood just doing a better job making the shots go down. His Sandpoint can't get a better opportunity. Defense from Birchwood really making it hard, too, for Sandpoint to penetrate in to go into under the paint a little bit. But we'll see. Sandpoint, what kind of energy keeps up here as the game rolls on. Both teams are playing at a fairly fast clip. They did settle things down a little bit, though. You're live in Shubiak, Alaska, Birchwood Christian School. Sandpoint's longtime opponents on the 1A circuit. Sandpoint game three, coach, is wrapping up this road trip. They've got one more tournament tomorrow in Seward, and then it's time to come home. All right. Sandpoint will have the ball. Throwing it in underneath their own basket. There comes Sandpoint, throwing it in. Edmond, long shot for three, off the back of the glass, no good. Jesse on the fadeaway, that one's also no good, but Boston Marsh, who has just checked in, put this shot up, no good. Good rebound, though. And here comes Griffin moving fast on the transition. Boston having checked in for Chance. Oh, man. Ten with his second three-point shot, making this a 10-2 game with 2:18 left to go here. Omar takes a shot for three, in and out. Edmond tries to get the ball back, but rebounded by Birchwood, stays in the hands of the Warriors. Here they go, moving the ball back down to the left-hand side, and it's just really fast-moving passes. Tipped up by Sandpoint. Yeah, out of bounds, left touch by Birchwood. Sandpoint's going to have possession here. Still down by eight with just under 2 minutes to go here in the game. Or, sorry, in the first quarter. There we go. Sandpoint moving the ball in. And Coach Higgin, a few minutes to tell his boys, a new player coming in, I think, where his assignment is. Evan's going to drive in, gets into a tough spot, finds Isaac. Back over to Evan now. Joe Mark swings around Jesse for three on the baseline. Off the glass, almost goes in. Nice 360 spin, almost goes down. It was Isaac who got the rebound. But, man, it goes all around the rim and back out. There you go. Virtuous ball. He's open for three. He doesn't take it. Drives into the right-hand side, puts up a jumper from about 12 feet out. Misses the rim. Sandpoint will have possession. Here we go. Sandpoint moving it up. Jesse looks at three, says no. Joe Mark. Oops. Ball in the hands of Isaac, over to Edmond, moving the ball up over the right-hand side now. Jesse has it for three. It's in the corner, off the top of the rim. Sandpoint just having a hard shot, hard time making the shot go down. Let the mid go here in the first. Sandpoint trails by eight. Here's Birchwood with possession. moving it to the left-hand side. Hard pass, intercepted by Isaac. And Isaac is going to take his time. Pass over to Edmund. Edmund moving quick. Jesse's wide open on the right-hand side. Ball goes to Boston. Now to Jesse. Long three for Jesse. And that one goes in. Nice off the glass and good for three. Standpoint now down by five. Just 30 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. Jesse knew he was going to connect one of these times. All right, Burke with the ball. Moving on the outside. They're in motion. Isaac is doing a great job playing defense at the top. From the free throw line, hard off the back iron. Rebound, fought for. Almost goes to Joe Mark, but Burke walks away with the possession. 55 checks in. He's a big boy. Oh, another nearly stolen ball by Isaac. Oh, almost goes across the half-court line, but they just save it. At the buzzer, Penn, who's probably the sharpshooter for the team, almost gets the ball to go in from the half-court line, but no go. And as we run out of time, it'll be 5 for Standpoint, 10 for Birchwood as we go into the second quarter. Holden, back to you for a quick word from our sponsors.
We will also be having the Seward Invitational Games tomorrow. We'll get more information on that, courtesy of Carl Pulliam. But in the middle of this game, let's get to another word from our sponsors, Frosty Fuels, coming to you right now. The Aleut Corporation and Frosty Fuels in Cold Bay reminds us that basketball season is just around the corner. So let's go out and support our teams in any way we can. If you can't attend the game, be sure to catch them on KSDP Radio. This message is sponsored by Frosty Fuels, a community-minded business with a commitment to the safety and welfare of our area children.
Funding for KSDP is made possible in part by the King Cove Corporation, operating the Fleets, Inn Hotel, the Heart Lakes Apartments, and the Last Hook Off Tavern. The King Cove Corporation is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
Throwing it back to the game, Birchwood and Sandpoint for some second quarter action. Austin, you're on.
All right, here we go. Birchwood coming back out here. They've got a 10-point lead, but a 3-point from Jesse. They have a 5-point lead, but a 3-pointer from Jesse brought them down from 8 points. So hopefully Sandpoint can continue this momentum. Second season of possession. Birchwood's going to have the ball coming out of the first half or first quarter break. There we go, Birchwood Academy with the ball. And a quick hesitation here. Not sure what the referees are waiting for. They're talking to the coach for Birchwood. Spending a few minutes trying to get some clarification on maybe why something's allowed or something's not allowed. This is a very congenial atmosphere here at Birchwood. It's kind of interesting to see a parent kind of go off on the last game. Standpoint settles into that 1-3-1 zone, and here comes Birchwood moving the ball. Isaac's been a defensive juggernaut, but good move with the ball. Oh, there's Isaac, tips the ball right out from the shot from behind the guy. Isaac on a fast break. Oh, but good interception by Penn. Put the ball back in the hands of Birchwood. He's moving real fast. He's got defenders all over him. He'll pass the ball over to the right-hand side. Good defense from Standpoint. Making Birchwood work for it, but they've got some good shooters from outside. I can see that. One's open for three. It's, oh, in and out. Beautiful putback, though. But number 10 pushes up the net and gets the two. 12-5 now. Standpoint down by 7. Edmund gets the ball for the Eagles. Takes it up to the post. Puts up a shot for three. Off the glass. No good. Slips out. Saved by Birchwood. The Warriors will have possession here. Moving the ball up. Taking it over to the left-hand side. Player calls the play into action. They've got a sub running on the baseline. Standpoint calling for the reset. Birchwood puts the ball play back into action. Which they're going to try it one more time. They were just passing it in and out quite a bit, looking for open shots. But now it looks like they're trying to run a play where they run the baseline and try to get open on the outside corner. It's kind of a classic basketball play. Shot from way downtown. It's good. Oh, 23. That was a long shot, and it was defended. 15-5 now. Burke was slowly starting to creep away with this one. Joe Mark loses his dribble, finds Jesse for three. He had guards everywhere, off the top of the rim. Rebound to Burkewood, and oh, yeah. Edmund just puts his hand right in front of the player and just knocks him over. That's going to be a foul. Chance checking in. Isaac will sit down. Live here in Chugiak, where the girls had a very close matchup. The Lady Warriors were just able to pull away and walk away with the win there. See, at the same point, they're down by 10 right now. 6 minutes left to go in the first half. Here come the Warriors, moving the ball far outside the perimeter. Inching in now, looking for that three-point shot. They've got some good shooters from the outside. 23 again, off the top of the rim. Fight for the rebound. Goes in the hands of 10, who's such a really big guy. First put for three again. That one won't go down. Boston gets an easy rebound, and here we go. Joe Mark moving up fast. Takes up the left-hand side. He's got play in motion, finds Edmund. Now the Eagles moving the ball up to Jessica at the top of the screen. They throw it right-hand side, drives the paint. Outside a chance for a long three. Not good. Rebound goes to Boston. Jesse for three now. That one to the left of the rim. Standpoint being desperate for the shots now. They can work their plays and just take some time. They still got pretty much the whole game ahead of them. They just need to not panic here. Moving the ball over now for the Warriors. Oh, good job, Ken, behind the defense. Number 10, laser pass the ball down to the baseline with 10. Was running the baseline, gets it in, good for two. 17 now to 5 for Berkshire with the lead. Edmund Cumberland with the ball, looking for help. He finds Joe Mark over on the left-hand side. Joe Mark's going to take it to the top of the key. Pull back over to Boston and back to Joe Mark. Standpoint, looking for a player to get open. Jesse with the ball, takes it to the right-hand side. Drives into the lane, but gets tipped up by Berkshire, and here they go on a fast break. Stays to the outside for three. In and out. Rebound goes to Edmund, and he's on a fast break for Jesse. Nice shot by Jesse. Just can't get to go down. Gets it a rebound and foul on the way to the basket. 17-5. Standpoint trails, but Jesse going to the line for two. Good job by Edmund seeing that fast break opportunity. Jesse pulled in for a nice shot from the right-hand side, but just couldn't go down. So he got his own board and found a way to the free throw line. Working real hard here. It's been a big year for Jesse, coming fresh off the injury from last season. Must have been frustrating, but he's really showing his athleticism. He's gotten really strong over the break, too. First shot by Jesse's good. Standpoint with a much-needed point. With this, Jesse could bring it within 10. Boston's going to sit down, and in will come action. Big 55 will come in here for Berkshire Christian. He is a big player. Jesse drains the second one. Manny's checking in. And Jesse's going to take a quick break. All right, here we go. 7-17, standpoint down by 10. Birchwood has the ball, walking it up past the half-court line. We've got 4 minutes left in the half. Here comes the Warriors on the left-hand side, driving over to outside perimeter, passing, working at the post now. Number 10 sends it back outside. And they just are passing it so fast that the defense can't transition very well. Running the baseline for a layup doesn't go down, but Berkshire will get the rebound. The Warriors take it back outside, reset their play. They just move the ball so quickly, waiting for someone to get open. Take it down to the baseline, cross the perimeter, looking for an opportunity to get open. One's wide open. He's going to pull up a jumper from the baseline, score the rim. Edmund chases down the rebound. Score still 17-7 in favor of the Berkshire Warriors. Edmund gets the ball poked out, and they're going to call a deflection, so it's not over and back. Trent Mark now takes in, drives the paint. Over to Chance. He's open for three. He's gun-shy, though. He's not going to take it. Should have taken that shot. Joe Mark for a long three at the top of the perimeter, off hard of the back iron, into the hands of Berkshire. 3 minutes left to go in the half. 17-7 is still the score in favor of the Warriors. Passing all the way around the perimeter. Surprisingly off balance and not open shot by the Warriors. Won't go down. Standpoint gets the rebound. Here comes Edmund with the ball. That's left hand side for three. Low arc off the top of the rim. Rebound goes to Birchwood. Still a 10-point lead for the Warriors. They move the ball up over the left-hand side. And they'll just take their time. Calling the play into action. Birchwood over to the left-hand side for three. Wide open. It's going to be just off the short. They get the rebound. And stand right here. Standpoint, yeah, there was a quite a few steps taken by one of the Warriors who had the rebound. No travel called. Substitutions. Isaac checking back in. Jesse checking back in. Joe Mark and Chance will both take a seat. So 2:16 left to go in the half. Pretty low scoring game, 17-7 here. Well, this time the girls were in the 20s and 30s. Very defensive heavy. Birchwood with the ball. Well outside the perimeter, number 5 gets a little bit closer. Takes it to the far left hand side. Driving the baseline now. And they're going to call a foul on Manny. He was calling him a push on the baseline. Play to the Birchwood's going to throw it in underneath their own basket. Foul on Manny. Throw the ball in. Looking for the screen down low. There it is. They take the three-pointer instead. Misses the rim. Goes right into the hand of Jesse. Here comes Starnes. Moving fast. Good job getting past the defense. No look pass over to Edmund for three. Good! Standpoint with a needed three-pointer. 17-10 now. The Eagles only down by 7. 1:41 left to go here in the first half. Here come the Warriors. They might answer back with their own three-pointer. They've been doing it all night. Here they come. A three-point shot right there. Nothing but net. Back to a 10-point lead for Birchwood. Edmund moving quickly. Takes it on the right-hand side. If he's feeling the three-pointer here. Over to Edmund. I'm sorry, not Edmund, but to Manny. Back to Jesse now. Jesse on the right-hand side for three. Got a good line. Just to the left, though. And they're going to let the ball go out of bounds. Last touch by the Eagles. 10-point lead for Birchwood. 1:10 left on the clock. Low-scoring game here so far. And here we go. Richard will have the ball. See if they can't run the... They might be trying to run the clock down here as we go into the last minute here of the first half. The Warriors moving the ball, looking for an opportunity, holding it, trying to run low, but they send it back outside to the perimeter. No shot comes open, though. Frost the perimeter. Standpoint transitions fast, but they still fire up a three. No good. Going to go out of bounds. Last touch by... That's pretty close. They were trying to save it, but Edmund let the ball go out and tried to block him as best he could. 42 seconds left. Standpoint has an opportunity to close the gap here a little bit before they go to the halftime break. Jesse gets a throw in from Edmund. Starnes cuts to the right, drives into the paint. 1-2 step, just up in front of the rim. Rebound goes to Burford. That's a real nice looking layup, but just can't quite get stick. 30 seconds left to go here in the half. Birchwood moving over to the left-hand side on the baseline. Hard pass to the free-throw line. Jumper off the back iron. Easy rebound for Isaac. Nice wide open. That was a hard pass. It was a nice looking pass by Birchwood. Good rebound by Isaac. 10 seconds left. Edmund with the ball. Sends it over to Isaac. Isaac, last-minute shot. Oh, just at the top of the rim. Rebound goes to Ashton. May fired one off, but Penn just comes roaring in and deflects the ball. And this May's shot doesn't even get a chance to get to the rim. But it was a good effort there by the Eagles trying to score some at the last minute. But with 10 minutes at the halftime clock, the score will be 20 for Birchwood, 10 for Standpoint as we go into the second half. Holden, back to you. Good afternoon, good evening. It's just about dinner time here at Chugiak, but we are feasting upon some high school basketball. At Standpoint trails by 10. They've been going back and forth a little bit. They're definitely not out of this race. Birchwood tried to run away with it, but they, Standpoint, with some much-needed three-pointers, back in the action. Eagles have the ball, and on the floor we've got Ashton, Chance, Jesse, Edmund, and Joe Mark. Going to be a little discussion amongst the ref there. The ball went to the ground. It looked like it got deflected by a few players. Okay, they're going to call for Standpoint, yeah. It got touched by some Birchwood players on the way out. So here we go. Standpoint with possession near their basket. Call it, throwing from sidelines. Throwing goes to Chance. Some fresh energy coming out the halftime. Joe Mark runs the baseline. Just a little too much juice in it. Goes over the rim. Picked up by Birchwood. Here they go. Moving fast themselves. Wow. Beautiful running layup to the cutter on the right-hand side. It was a rough play because Evan had a beautiful pass. And just a full turnover there. Oh, no. 22-10 now. Standpoint's going to have a full court press to deal with. This can make it much more difficult for the Eagles. Here's Bertrand Paul. Cross to the baseline. Jumper from about 7 feet out. Hits it from the rim. Edmund pulls down the board. Yeah, they're going to call a little contact there on 23. Edmund had possession. 23 kind of reached his hand over Edmund's shoulder. Drawing the foul. Full court press here. Standpoint down by 12. See if they can pass the ball through. Joe Mark back to Edmund. They break the press. Into their territory. Jesse open, passes to Chance, wide open on the baseline. Great shot by Chance. He was excited. He powered up hard, but he had the restraint to pull the shot back and make a beautiful shot underneath the basket. Here we go. Ball with Birchwood. Long shot for three. No good. Rebounded by Chance. He'll find Joe Mark. Joe Mark moving the ball up. Over to Edmund. Drives to the right-hand side for layup. Just missed the rim. Rebound goes to Birchwood. Ashton Owens pulled down that rebound. Can't quite get it. Wow. Amazing job by number 10. Slicing through probably four defenders. One two-step change of position. The ball gets it in. 24-12 now. Can't go down by 12. Oh, the ball's knocked out of Edmund's hands. Oh, but they're wide open here. Joe Mark gets a pass.
Yes!
Wow. Runs into the player, lobs it up into the hook from about his belt, and it goes in. Amazing shot. 6:09 on the clock. Standpoint down by 10. Good steal by Joe Mark. Eagles have possession. Pass over to Ashton, back to Joe Mark. Oh, deflected by the Warriors. Standpoint will throw it on the sideline. Ball in the hands of Joe Mark. Throw it in. Edmund takes it over. Long pass. Boston checks in now. Sitting down is Ashton. Here's Jesse for three. Nails it. Standpoint within seven now. Standpoint's doing a good job. The full court press is not getting the best of them yet. Here come the Warriors looking to get a few more points on the board. Moving the ball around the perimeter. And some tight defense from Standpoint. They're really good at making these long passes and making the defense really overcompensate. Pass on the baseline. Oh, good for three. Birchwood answers back, making it a 10-point game once again. Evan burns past the defenders, gets to Jesse. And Jesse's going to drive in fast before the defense has time to change. Oh, a little bit too hard off of Jesse's pass. Boston couldn't quite get his hand on it. A little hard into the left. Going to go out of bounds, last touch by the Eagles. Again, it's a 10-point game. Standpoint trailing Birchwood. Cross the post. Now to the bottom. Oh, man, bottom left-hand side. Good ball movement by Birchwood for 2 points. 29-17 now. Here's Joe Mark with possession. Trying to get past the defense. Turns the corner. Gets past him. Boston's wide open at the basket. Gets the pass, but he sends it back out to Jesse. Oh, that one's tipped up. Oh, he's passing to Edmund outside the perimeter, but tipped up and stolen by the Warriors. Birchwood for two. Doesn't go down. Edmund gets a very nice rebound. Running at the half-court line. Hits it over to Joe Mark. Saves it before he goes out of bounds. The chance. That was a very much a lob pass. Jesse wide open for three. Oh, just rolls up the top of the rim. Birchwood gets the rebound. 29-17. Standpoint down by 12. And there's going to be nice. Edmund, Jesse takes the charge. Great job by Jesse planting his feet, taking the charge. Standpoint with possession. They've been making pretty good work of this full court press. Yeah, there's just not a lot of hustle in the full court press. Oh, but that was a big steal right there by 10. And nice pass, wide open to that left hand left. I'm surprised Jesse didn't turn and just run up the half court line. Jesse had an open lane there to get past the press, but he passed it back. And that's when the steal happened. So here we go, going into this timeout. Standpoint now down by 14 with 4 minutes left to go here in the third quarter. Warriors coming back strong with a full court press. Standpoint mostly getting past it, scoring a few baskets, but in the last few minutes here, Bertrand was able to really kind of run away with the scoreboard and put some distance between them and Standpoint. Standpoint has brought it within 7, but now they're 14 ahead. As we've been saying, make sure you check out APRadio.org or KSDP on Facebook for more updates on upcoming games for this weekend. We're going to have potentially lots of basketball games. Standpoint heading down to Stewart for the Stewart Invitational. And then we have hopefully King Cove making it out to Naknek for the Sockeye Classic. Too soon to tell there. Weather is not looking favorable. 4 minutes on the clock here in the third quarter. Standpoint down by 14. No fouls. Standpoint is not fouled yet. 2 fouls for Birchwood in the second half. Here comes Standpoint with the ball. Needing to get past the full court press. Yeah. And Joe Marks is going to run past the sideline, get past the defense coast to coast. A pass to Chance, though, and that just was a tough read for Chance to see that was a pass. Oh, they're calling the ball for Standpoint, so it's tipped up by a Berkeley player. Easy throwing over to Edmund. Edmund to Chance. Chance far off the three-point line. And Birchwood's not coming too far off the bird. Edmund gets open for three, pump fake, sends it back to Jesse. Jesse looking for help. Joe Mark gets it on the right-hand side. He drives into the paint, sends it back out to Edmund. Oh, Edmund drops the ball. Over and back. Yep. All right, Birchwood with possession now and a 14-point lead. Manny checking in for Joe Mark. See if he can't bring some new life here. We got Boston, Manny, Jesse, Chance, and Edmund. Moving the ball around, looking for an opportunity. Burchard has the ball into the paint, drives in. Nice deflection by Boston. Draws a foul, though, sending Burchard to the line for two. 3:24 left to go here in the third quarter. Going to get his first attempt here from the line. Puts it up, off the front of the ring. Second attempt now. Standpoint gets ready for the rebound. Shot up. He sinks out second attempt, 32 now. Standpoint trails by 15. Eagles really need to get some points up here on the board. Edmund to Jesse, who gets past the half-court line, bouncing the chance, wide open. Off the glass, just throws back the iron. Boss with a powerful rebound, puts up a shot, no good on the putback. Burchard with the rebound. Standpoint getting some attempts on the basket, the shot just won't go down tonight. Burchard moving the ball around the perimeter. Ooh, all the way over to the left-hand side. They're playing keep away at this point. They've got a lead here that they are not going to be opposed to burning down the clock a little bit. Going 32-17, Standpoint can come back. Oh, stealing by Jesse. Good move. One-on-one, gets past the defense. Oh, but he's going a little too fast on the left-hand side. And a pushing by Edmund trying to get the ball back. Jesse was booking it down the court. A little too much power in the layups. 2:40 to go here in the third quarter. Standpoint down by 15. Richard will leisurely take it up past the half-court line. No. Oh, lob it down the baseline, but sent back outside for three. No good. Rebound. Last touch by the Birchwood Warriors, and they were trying to save the ball from coming in, and Manny did a good job dodging. Oftentimes you see players throw the ball in on the opposing squad, and then it goes out last touch by them. Manny dodged that really well. Edmund takes it to the left-hand side. Over to Jesse, takes it on the right-hand side. Oh, man. He had the ball probably as far as he could extend away from him and just use his wrist to lob it up, hits the back of the rim, goes down. 32 now to 19 in favor of Birchwood. Warriors with the ball. Moving it around, they're doing a good job moving the ball and just waiting for a shot to get open. There's a three-pointer. Not going to go down. Rebound for Birchwood. And sending it back outside, moving the ball, just looking for that open shot. 23 now. There it is. Benton, you get open. 35-19 now. Standpoint down. Edmund over to Manny. Gets the ball at the half-court line. Manny's dribbling around. Ball stolen by the Warriors, but it's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by Brushwood. 1:37 left here in the third. Standpoint down by 16. Here's the Eagles with possession. Manny moves it in, takes his time, calls the play in motion. Edmund gets it. Puts up a jumper from just inside the three-point line. Shot won't go down, but Edmund will draw the foul and go to the line for two. Taking a little bit of time to set up the free throw. Off the front of the rim. Edmund misses his first attempt. Substitution for the Warriors. So on the floor we have Chance, Edmund, Jesse, Boston, and I'm missing one. Manny somewhere around there. He's playing back. He's held back far for defense to avoid for a fast break. Edmund gets that second attempt. It's now 35-20. Here's Perkwood bouncing it in. Ran the baseline, bounces outside of the post. Shot goes up from about 10 feet out. No good for the Warriors. Standpoint pulls down the board, and here comes Jesse moving fast for the Eagles. Jesse on the outside, passes over to the right-hand side. Edmund gets it, looking for an opportunity, drives to the left, takes into the paint, but man, he was way out of position. Puts a behind-the-back free throw, that, or a layup that won't go down. Still trying to pass the ball outside to the perimeter. Good passing by Birchwood. Open for three. Wow. Two or three players for Birchwood can just nail it from the outside. There's one right there. 38 now to 20. Edmund needs help. He finds Jesse. Jesse takes it back. Pass him over to Boston. Boston jumper high up the glass. No good. Over the back by Birchwood. I think they're going to call on Birchwood. Yeah, white number 10. Over the top of Jesse. Standpoint will throw in underneath their own basket. They've got just under 40 seconds left in the quarter. Here comes the Eagles. Bouncing into Edmund underneath the basket. He'll take it outside the perimeter. That's the play. Jesse, now at the top of the key. Dribbles over the right-hand side. Looks for the pick. Fadeaway jumper for three. Nails it. Wow. Beautiful, beautiful shot. Fadeaway jumper from way downtown for Jesse Starnes. 38-23 now. Still in favor of the Warriors. 20 seconds left here on the clock in the third quarter. See if Standpoint can finish stealing one more try at the basket. But he moves out 23 for three-pointer again. Again it goes down. And just every time Standpoint makes them, Brooklyn answers right back. Score now is 41-23. 3 seconds left. Standpoint puts a shot up. And a foul. At the last second, you gotta hate it. For the team that happens to, but Burford fouls the last buzzer, and that's going to put Chance at the line for two. All right, ball now in the hands of the Eagles. Chance is going to put up a shot. Oh, he thinks it. Beautiful shot by Chance. Showing himself to be a very great freshman player here for the Eagles. Lots of good freshmen. Standpoint's got lots of good future here on the bench. Just missed that second one. That's a good puzzle. Going into the fourth and final quarter, Standpoint will have 17 points to make up as Birchwood leads 41-24. Holding back to you from a word for our sponsors.
Deficit grows right before the fourth quarter. We'll have a word from our sponsors real quick before we bring you to your climactic, hopefully, fourth quarter.
We want to say thanks to our sponsors who make these games a reality. So first, thank you to the Aleutians East Borough for their support of KSDP. Also, thank you to the cities of King Cove, to Gould and Sons in King Cove, as well as the King Cove Corporation, and the Alaska Commercial Company in King Cove. We want to say thank you to the Barefoot Inn and Aleutian Services in Cold Bay, Alan and Letty's Car Rental, and also thank you to the Peter Pan Corporation, processing fish in King Cove and Sandpoint, as well as the Newton family in King Cove. Also, thank you to the City of Sandpoint to the Schumigan Corporation, Precision Airlines, offering services in the Aleutians Eastboro and beyond, to Island Marine Surveyors and Sandpoint Generating, and also thank you to Peninsula Airlines and TelAlaska. Without these sponsors, these games would not be happening, so thank you very much for your continued support of KSDP.
All right, getting ready for some fourth quarter action here in against Birchwood. Still a 17-point deficit. We'll see if we can't get one more small underwriting spot in before your fourth quarter.
Programming on KSDP is brought to you by TelAlaska, continuing a tradition of innovation and excellence, connecting businesses across Alaska through an advanced statewide data network from office to office, town to town, to the world outside. At TelAlaska, of course you can.
Bring you back for fourth quarter action right now.
All right, we're back in action here, and within the first few seconds, Birchwood has put up, I think, a two-pointer and a three-pointer. Coach has put in some new blood here. We got Josh for the Eagles as well as Devin Rule in. Devin gets a rebound just now, looking for some help, finds Joe Mark. We've got Josh, Devin, Joe Mark, Edmund, and Jesse on the court. Here we go, over to Jesse. Gets the ball, top of the key, drives into the paint, puts up a shot, goes in. Wow, what a play by Jesse. 46-26, Sandpoint now down by 20. And they're going to have a lot of ground to make up here in the fourth quarter. Here comes Birch with the ball, moving the ball around, and they've just been lethal from outside the perimeter. And they do a great job passing until they get open. Looking to burn down some time, Birch was moving the ball, but Five's wide open for three. Off the back of the iron hard, Joe Mark gets the rebound, and he takes it to the sideline, moving fast. Sandpoint can't give up here. I know they're tired, but they can't give up. Quick 30 seconds timeout called there by Coach Ken Barber. He wants to talk to his boys and just remind them to get some heart back out there because they're getting tired. They have been on the road for quite a while. We'll see what happens. All right, 6:18 on the clock here. Sandpoint down by 20. No foul troubles really to speak of. Sandpoint's done a good job going easy on the fouls, but just not a lot of pep in the step right now. It's been a long drive for Kenai. They woke up, I think, at 6:30, got kicked out of the classroom at 7 in Kenai, had to hit the road, drove up here, and then went straight up to Chugiak. So, yeah, quite a few miles put on the van today for the teams. Sandpoint has possession off the timeout. Moving the ball in to the Eagles. Edmund has the ball. Takes up the middle. Outside of Joe Mark now. Chance back in the game. The three. Long three. Just off the front of the rim. Edmund runs it down. Saves it. Ooh. Chance to avoid the free a foul as he makes contact with the player who has possession. Good job by Berger moving the ball to the front of the paint to play the shot. Now a 22-point lead for the Warriors. Under six to go here. Jesse for three off the front of the rim. Devin tries to reach for the rebound, but bounces hard and goes into the hands of Birchwood. Here comes the Warriors moving on a fast break. Pass that way. They were moving really quickly. He tried to just do a light feed down to the post, to the bottom post, but he's way far to the left. Goes out of bounds off of the Warriors. 14-26, Sandpoint down by 22. Chance for three. Off the back of the iron, hits the back of the rim, and goes out. Here's Birchwood with the rebound, moving quick on transition. Looking to burn down some clock here. Warriors moving the ball around. This is how they often play. They move the ball fast, looking for an opportunity. They get to the top of the key now. Over to the right-hand side. And, yeah. Good passing here by Birchwood, just moving around. Sandpoint staying right on top of them, though, not giving them up. The 23 gets wide open off the back of the rim. Rebound, last touch by the Warriors. Goes out of bounds at the baseline. Devin's going to take a seat. Ashton will check in for the Eagles. With just under five to go, the Eagles are down by 22. Here comes Sandpoint. Edmund for three. Good. Low arc, hits the back of the rim, goes straight down. Game point now trails by 19. See if they can't mount a little bit of a comeback here. Warriors move the ball up. Gets down to the baseline, back outside, runs the baseline. Counts the basket as he powers up and scores. Running the baseline and goes to the line now for another chance to make a three-point game. Checking in now, many of the substitute players coming in on the floor now for Birchwood. I haven't really seen from Isaac much, even though he was a defensive powerhouse in the first part of the game. Shot up and good, so still Birchwood finds a way to make it happen with a three-pointer every time. Sandpoint scores a three-pointer himself. All right, Eagles moving up with the ball. Edmund takes to the right, passes Joe Mark for three. It's a good line, but off the front of the rim. Rebound goes to Birchwood. 4 minutes left on the clock. Boom, fast, nice. Two on one. And I think that's the last player that checks in during the game, gets the first point maybe for the season. Crowd's excited about it. Jesse almost gets the and one, drives at the right-hand lane, falls forward, gets the foul. Can't quite get the layup to go down. It was close, but he'll go to the line for two. All right, and Jesse's going to miss that first one. Substitution's coming in here. All right, Jesse on the second attempt. Nothing but net. Sinks it. Standpoint hits the 30-point mark. 53 for the Warriors, 30 for the Eagles. Under 4 left in the game. Richard has possession. Moving the ball around. And they get a good fadeaway jumper from the about 10 feet out. Won't go down. Richard with the rebound, though, and they'll move the ball back outside. 10 drives into the paint. Pins at 12. Hard bounce pass from 12. Outside to 1 for 3. No good off the back of the iron. Joe Mark saves the rebound. Takes the throw. And instead of just hands it off to Edmund. Edmund drives in fast. Defense collapses on him. Low pass, though, to Joe Mark. Doesn't give him a chance for the shot to fire off. Jesse gets the ball from Joe Mark. Takes over to the side. Pushing on 10. He may have been guarding Jesse. The standpoint's going to throw it in and underneath their own basket. That should be 1-1. Yep. They were going for the throw-in, but no, that's 7 fouls. Should be 1-1 now. 3:50 on the clock. Standpoint down by 23. Jesse back at the line. Good. Standpoint now down by 22. And more substitutions for the Warriors now. Number 10 sits down with 4 fouls. All right, Jesse will hit that second one. Standpoint now trails by 21. All right, Warriors with possession. Moving the ball. Stolen by Edmund. Good skill by Edmund. Just saw it coming and gets right in the pass for 3. Good. Beautiful shot for 3 by Edmund. Brings this game within 18 now. 2:50 left to go here in the on the clock. Warriors have the ball. Passing around, looking for that open player. Jesse puts his hand on and puts the ball out of bounds. Warriors will have the ball. Throwing it in underneath their own basket. Warriors, oh, Joe Marks snatches the ball and gets it in the, back into the Eagles' possession. Feed it to Jesse. Fadeaway jumper from about 12 out. Good. Great shot by Jesse. Standpoint slowly closing the gap here. And I see the big player is coming back in now for Birchwood. The starting lineup is going to come back out here. At Standpoint closes a 23-point gap to 17. Runaway. Pass almost runaway. Drives the baseline. Puts it up. No good. Rebound fought for over to one. His shot won't go down either. And Berkowitz gets another rebound. Jesse walking on Jesse. And yeah, here comes the substitution. We got mostly the starting five checking in now. Although number five is sitting down, and I think he started up. Okay, Warriors will have the ball, stack it up. Jesse called for blocking. They're still down by 16, actually, only 16. All right, Eagles, or the Warriors have possession. They're going to try to burn down the clock and make it impossible for Sandpoint to come back here. They don't want to give up possession of the ball. Sandpoint's got to keep the pressure on. They're doing a good job. Oh, there they are, working the post, sending it back outside. And this is the kind of game that they play, the Warriors. They play it, pass it quite a bit. Foul on Boston, a little contact off the pass. The Warriors will throw in underneath their own basket. 1:44 left to go here in the game. Sandpoint still down by 16. Handing it in underneath the basket, but good defense run. Edmonds forcing the ball out of bounds. Warriors will throw it again. Pass it in far outside the perimeter. Travel. Thurswell pump fakes and starts to walk with it and travels on the process. And with 1:37 on the clock and 16 points, we're seeing another big line change. The starting players are sitting down now for the Warriors, and they're going to let the rest of the squad come in here and get some experience. All right. They roll the ball in for the Eagles. Oh, Chance runs the baseline, puts up a jump for two. Sandpoint now within 14. 90 seconds left to go. Sandpoint's going to need some really good luck here if they're going to turn this one around in time. 14 with a jumper. Oh, makes it from the free throw line. Good shot. Now a 16-point game again. Here's Boston, hard up, high up the glass. No good. He worked his way all the way down the post, put up a shot. Heavily defended along the way, though. Couldn't quite get to go down. 60 seconds left in the game. Here's the Warriors. Looking for an opportunity. 13 fires one off. Just off the side of the rim. Good deflection by Jesse. 21 was going for the putback. Edmund gets the pass from Jesse, and less than 60 seconds to go. Jesse for three! Off the front of the rim. Rebound to the Warriors. And, yeah, travel there. Not going to call it, though, this late in the game, I guess. 40 seconds left. 21 for three. Takes it. 58 now to 39. Here's Sandpoint. Looking to close the gap here a little bit. Joe Mark for a long three. Off the top of the rim. Jesse fights for the board. Last touch by Jesse. It's going to be... Oh, they're going to call a tip. Second time this referee has overridden the other referee. And looking for the shooter. Passing to Boston. Underneath the basket. Just over the rim. And he could have had the rebound, but he was already running away from the ball. Rebound goes to the Eagles. Pass over. Cross the post. Good job by Joe Mark knocking the ball loose. Okay. And I think the referees heard a timeout called. There was no timeout called. They stopped the play. Ball back in the hands of the Eagles for three. Off the back of the rim. Rebound tipped up into Edmund's hands. Here comes Edmund. 13 seconds on the clock. Looking for a three-pointer. Off the back of the rim. Fight for the rebound. 6 seconds. Here we go. Last second. Almost goes down. No good. And with 1 second, Sandpoint will throw in from the baseline. And so here we go. Sandpoint's going to run. The teams are all going off the court. And there it is. 1 second. Sandpoint fought hard all the way to the end, but Berkowitz with their laser precision from outside the perimeter. Just a little too much for Sandpoint to overcome. Final score for Berkowitz, 58. Sandpoint with 39. That will be it for me here from beautiful Chugiak in Alaska. Tomorrow we should have Seward basketball coming your way. We'll be in touch. Make sure you tune into our website. Listen to KSDP Radio. We'll have the time waiting for you there. All right. Back to you, Holden.